What a very good morning, friends, and welcome to Fantastic Friday on Let's Talk here on Radio Pulpit. I'm Rocky Stevenson, pastor of Benoni Bible Church, and today we turn to a theme that touches every part of our Christian life, and that is the theme of stewardship. Stewardship. And as we gather just one day after Christmas, a day that many have exchanged gifts, enjoyed food, reflected on blessings, and perhaps even considered the year that is behind us, it is really fitting to think about this biblically, about how we manage all that God has entrusted to us. The Bible teaches clearly that everything that we possess, our gifts, our time, our money, our opportunities, our homes, our abilities, every relationship that we have, all are entrusted to us by God. And one day, each one of us will give an account before God, not with fear if we are in Christ, but with a sober joy that recognizes that life itself is a sacred trust from the Creator, our God. Let's begin with our anchor text, and that's found in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, where Peter writes, "As each one has received a gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." What a wonderful verse. Let me repeat it. "As each one has received a gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." There are three truths in this one short verse that shape everything that we'll discuss today. First, each one has received a gift. Not some, not a select few, not the highly talented or naturally gifted. Every believer, without exception, has received from the Lord. And Peter is referring to spiritual gifts in this context, abilities that are empowered by the Holy Spirit for the good of Christ's body, for the building up of the saints. But the principle extends beyond spiritual gifts. If every good thing comes from above, as James 1 verse 17 says, then your entire life is a tapestry of God's giving. Secondly, these gifts are to be employed in serving one another. In other words, stewardship is fundamentally others-centered. The Christian life is not about grasping, but about giving, not about accumulating, but investing in people. Gifts are not ornaments to display, but tools for ministry. And this is something that many local churches and many Christians need to recognize about stewardship also. What God gives is meant to be used for the edification of His body. It's not meant to be buried in the ground or accumulated as though we are some theological business. This is something that's to be used for the edification of the body of Christ. What is the point of having something that you do not use? Rather break that thing that you have, using it in the service of others, than putting it simply on a shelf so that you might feel like somehow you're better than what you really are. Thirdly, we do this as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. A steward in the ancient world managed the household or the estate of another. They oversaw resources they did not own but were entrusted with. A faithful steward did not act according to personal preference, but according to the will of the master. And this is the heart of biblical stewardship, using everything that God entrusts to us for His purposes, His glory, and the good of His people. In fact, as a Christian, you don't own anything. You're owned by the one who bought you with the precious price of the blood of Christ. So you and all that is yours is to be used for the glory of our great God. That's biblical stewardship. The master and his entrusted servants is the next section that I want you to think about this morning, and that's found in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. So let's talk a little bit about this. Let's turn briefly to the parable that Jesus tells in Matthew 25, the parable of the talents. And of course, talents are actually monetary terms in that day. Jesus begins by saying, "For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and delivered his possessions to them." Matthew 25, verse 14. Notice the language, his own slaves, his possessions. The servants do not own anything. Everything is entrusted by the master, and everything remains under his authority. The master distributes talents, a large measure of money, each according to his own ability. Verse 15. And this is a reminder that stewardship is not measured by how much you have, but by what you do with what you have. In this parable, there's two servants that invest their talents and double their return. The third buries his talent in the ground. When the master returns, the faithful stewards hear those beautiful words that every Christian longs to hear. And if you don't long to hear this, then I don't know if you are being a faithful Christian. But every faithful Christian longs to hear these words: "Well done, good and faithful slave. Enter into the joy of your master," verse 21 and verse 23 says in Matthew 25. The unfaithful servant, or the unfaithful steward, rather, however, reveals his heart. He does not misunderstand the master. He misrepresents the master. He reimagines the master as harsh, as unfair, as demanding, and that distorts. And that distorted view then leads to his disobedience. And this is the important truth. Bad stewardship always begins with a wrong view of God. If you think God is stingy, you will hoard. If you think that God is unfair, you will complain. If you think he is indifferent, you will drift. But if you believe that God is generous, wise, and good, you will invest your life gladly for his glory. Jesus' parable reminds us that one day the master will return, and he will evaluate how we handle what he has given to us. And the purpose of the parable is not to generate fear, it is to call us to joyful responsibility. That's what we have as stewards of the manifold grace of God. Secondly, I want you to think about the requirements of stewardship. And here I'll take you to 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, because Paul adds a simple and profound statement in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found faithful. Notice the word faithful. Not impressive, not successful, not productive in worldly terms, just faithful. We must be like our Lord, who is faithful. And this means that stewardship is not about comparing your gifts to other people's gifts. It's not about how visible your ministry is. It's not about how much influence you seem to have. It's about taking what God has given you, large or small, and using it in obedience to Him. Faithfulness shines in the unseen places, the quiet prayers, the sacrificial giving, the phone call of encouragement, the honest work ethic, the unseen acts of service at home, the humble use of talents that no one else notices. God sees, God delights, God rewards faithfulness. And you can't actually send your, you can't store your money one day to use it in heaven, but you can send it ahead of you. You can send so much ahead of you in your faithful stewardship of the manifold grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The next aspect that I want you to think about is the stewardship of time. Your life's most limited resource is your time. And let's make this practical. Time is perhaps the most precious resource that God has given us. Psalm 90 verse 12 teaches us to count our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Time, once spent, is never ever recovered. And the average person spends hours on screens, on hours on scrolling, hours in trivial, silly entertainment. None of those things are sinful in and of themselves, but stewardship means asking, is my time serving the purposes of God? That's what we ask when it comes to stewardship. We have the glorious privilege of using our days for prayer, for service, for gospel conversations, for disciplining our children, for strengthening our marriages, for blessing the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day is a gift from God. Every day is a trust. And one day, every day will be evaluated by the master who gave them all. Fourth thing that I want you to think a little bit about this morning is the stewardship or the stewarding of gifts and talents in the serving of the body of Christ. Peter's exhortation in 1 Peter 4 verse 10 takes us directly into the heart of stewardship, our spiritual gifts. Whether your gift is teaching, serving, encouraging, giving, showing mercy, leadership, hospitality, or a combination of various gifts, those gifts are meant to be poured out for the building up of the body of Christ. In the early church, every believer was part of the ministry engine of the body. The New Testament never ever imagined a passive Christian life, one that just sat on the pew while everybody else did something. God gifts us so that the body may be built up and strengthened. It is meant to be every member ministry as we serve the Lord Jesus. Ask yourself, Where has God entrusted me with ability? And then, where can I invest that for the good of His people? Gifts grow by use. Talents multiply when invested. And stewardship really brings joy because it aligns your life with the purposes of God. The next aspect I want you to think about is the stewarding of money, and that is really a test of the heart. Jesus spoke about money very often. He often spoke of this, not because He needed it, but because our hearts cling to it. And stewardship reminds us that money is not the source of security. God is the source of security. Money is not the measure of worth. Christ is. Money is not the goal of life. The kingdom of God is. And faithful stewardship looks like generous giving, wise budgeting, avoiding debt and impulsive spending, supporting gospel work, meeting needs within the church, using resources to bless others rather than to enrich ourselves. And the goal is not wealth itself, but worship through wise handling of our wealth. Then I want you to think about stewarding relationships. Did you know that no relationships actually belong to you? They are a gift from God. People are gifts, not possessions. And our families, our friendships, our church community, these too are entrusted to us by God. Husbands and wives steward one another's hearts. Parents steward children through discipline, through instruction, through love and modeling Christ. Church members steward each other through encouragement, accountability, support and prayer. Relationships flourish where love is given, not demanded. Stewardship reminds us that people are created by God and entrusted into our lives so that we may serve them, not use them. And then I want you to think about the joy of stewardship. Living for the Master's smile is the joy of stewardship. Stewardship is not a burden. It is a blessing. It turns ordinary life into eternal investment. It transforms mundane moments into acts of worship. When you steward your gifts, you're saying, Lord, these are yours. When you steward your time, you're saying, use my days to your glory. Here I am, Lord, send me. When you steward your money, you're saying, I trust you, not my bank account. When you steward your relationships, you're saying, I want others to flourish in Christ. Every act of stewardship whispers, well done, good and faithful slave. And then I want you to think about the gospel foundation, because Jesus is the perfect steward. Finally, every single call to stewardship is anchored in Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the perfect model. He said in John 17, verse 4, I glorified you on the earth, having finished the work which you have given me to do. Jesus stewarded every moment of his earthly life with perfect obedience to the Father. He stewarded truth in his teaching. He stewarded compassion in his miracles. He stewarded his mission all the way to the cross. He is the master perfect steward, and by his grace, he calls us to follow him. So, as we stand at the end of another year and just after Christmas, when giving and receiving gifts is fresh on our minds, let's remember that every day, every breath, every opportunity is a gift from the Lord. And the greatest joy that we have is to invest all of this for His glory. Let's be found faithful. Let's manage God's gifts wisely. Let's live for the smile of our Master. May we hear behind all of our stewardship that whisper that is going to be a proclamation. Well done, good and faithful slave. May the Lord bless you as you think through these thoughts. Amen.